What's up, everybody? Coming at you from the floor of EVO 2023 at the Mandalay Bay Convention Center, and we are ready to talk some Sony gamer products here. Why don't we start? What are you showing off today?
Yeah, so we're actually showing off our new monitor lineup. We have our M3 and our M9 set up, and then we are our newer headsets too. Our noise canceling and our wired headsets are absolutely incredible, and we're actually the official sponsor of EVO for our main stage competitors, and they're all really enjoying the products.
Awesome. Obviously, Sony has a great gaming heritage here. When you're developing these products here, what has been key to making sure it's up to par for what the professional gamer needs?
Absolutely. You know, I think Sony at its core is a major electronics entertainment company, right? We got roots in PlayStation, Sony Studios. We really want to give you what the creators intend for you to view, and I think we kind of took our long heritage in the TV world and brought it into our monitors this year. So colors are absolutely amazing, incredibly vibrant and bright and accurate, which is, I think, the most important thing. And then for audio, I think that is probably the most important thing for a lot of new gamers. I'm sure play Call of Duty or what have you. Just being able to hear the accuracy of where everything's at for the noise canceling is really what we're striving for right now.
You know, given that Sony has its hands in a lot of different fields, Is this where that kind of comes into play as a key advantage, given, you know, it's been a big audio company, been a big TV company, and kind of bringing those technologies into something?
Absolutely. You know, it's a newer team, our End Zone team here, and they're actually veterans from different branches. So we have some audio engineers from Sony Studios and our Sony Pictures as well, who've come together and really helped design and make these monitors what they are.
And, you know, obviously EVO is a great place to let gamers kind of get their hands on some of the technologies. What has the feedback been that you've been hearing?
Absolutely great. I don't think I've really heard too many negative things so far. I mean, our monitors are, they're 240-hertz displays, so motion is never a problem. Colors are incredibly vibrant. Some players are even saying that they didn't know the screen was so bright when it resets. They're like, whoa, this is incredible. So kind of showing a whole new light to what's possible for gaming. It's amazing. Yeah.
And as you said, obviously, being an official sponsor with EVO up on the big stage with what the competitors are playing with, why was that important for you to kind of show off the capabilities?
You know, I think it was really trying to get our name out there as far as we are a major player in the modern world. I know you have all the competitors out there who've been doing it for many years, a lot of success to them, but we're here to change the game and shake things up, and I think we're really putting a good foot forward, and everyone else better look out. We're on top of our game right now.
Everything that you have on display here at your booth, is it all available today?
Absolutely it is, yeah. So we have our M9 monitor, like I said, our M3s, available at Best Buy, Amazon, what have you, even our Sony.com website. Everything is readily available and been on the market for a couple months now.
How has your experience at EVO been?
Absolutely incredible. Crowds are friendly, people are coming up, loving the experience. I mean, who doesn't want to be at EVO, right? This is such a cool environment to walk around in, so it's been an absolutely incredible experience.
You know, it's been fun to see that kind of, it seemed like budding relationship between Sony and EVO, especially since these past couple years, since the pandemic.
Right.
Where do you see that relationship going? Do you have a sense of where you guys could foster that?
You know, I really think that this is a really good test for us to see how well we did as far as being the main stage, right? And I really think that we hit it out of the park this year. So I'm expecting something very similar next year. And we're always taking feedback. We've had customers do surveys for us all day. Let us know what they want to see, what they want to change. And hopefully next year we come out with even better products that kind of shake the world all over again.
Do you have a favorite part about the whole weekend?
You know, I was watching MenaRD play some newer players, and I think he went on like a 36-game win streak. Watching them show up with confidence to walk away and not quite as confident was pretty funny. But then we had some great interviews and seeing matches over here were a lot of fun. So, yeah, it's been overall, every day has been a lot of fun for everybody.
And where can people learn more about some of your products? What can they follow you guys?
Yeah, go to Sony.com. That's our best website for North American customers. We have a Sony Twitter account, Instagram. Go ahead and check our YouTube channel too. We do our own great reviews and how-tos really to kind of show customers what's available.
Anything else you'd like to add right now?
No, hey, thank you guys for giving us some attention here at Sony. We're hoping we can really impress you guys and have a good rest of your Evo, man. Thank you so much.
You too. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.